Babe, I'm gonna turn off the light. Is that okay? What? Okay. We've had those plans for like a week now. Why are they canceled? Oh. I see. No, I haven't gotten anything. Let me check my phone. Oh, here it is. Yep. So you got the text from him and I got the text from her. Awesome. Oh, this is a novel. What the heck? Wow. Okay. So apparently, there was quite the issue going on there for a while and nobody knew. She literally just dumped it all into that text. What did you get? Read that again. Oh my God. Okay, well. That's not quite what she said, but okay. So she says that they broke up because, because he's not attentive to her needs. That was her exact words. I don't know. And he has issues somewhere important, if you know what I mean. And he says they broke up because she's a bitch. Cool. Well, yeah, there's a bit of elaboration on the issues. I don't really want to go there. Fine. She says that his stuff is not adequate and he doesn't know what to do with it. Right? Mean. That stays between us, because that's not something she should be telling anybody, broken up or no. That's a weird question. I can't speak for anybody else, but it's not something I pay particular attention to in a relationship. Why do you suddenly look concerned? Okay, if they're breaking up and she's saying that's why, there's deeper issues and it's been a long time coming. It's not just one morning she woke up and decided she didn't like his junk. Like, you get that, right? Okay. What? Of course that's not a thing here. Wow, this took a turn. Is that something you're actually concerned about? All right, I'm going to tell you something. If you're worried about this because you think he was the Don Juan of your group, The guy's a putz. Before she came along, I doubt he'd even touched a woman, like honestly. So if you've got some weird comparison thing going on in your head, just don't, okay? Just don't. No, of course I haven't come right out and said that I like your... Do I need to? Oh, I do. No, you didn't say that, but the look on your face says that. Yeah, sometimes that comes up in conversation after a breakup. I mean, sometimes it comes up before a breakup, but that's not my jam, so don't worry about that. You're really worried about this. Haven't we been together long enough and had enough sex for you to know that I quite enjoy what you bring to the table? That was convincing. All right. I feel like this is a can of worms that shouldn't have been opened. But since it was, we'll deal with it. Okay? Listen to me. I'm going to say this as plainly as I can, and I want you to hear me, Okay, get out of your own head for a second, please. I absolutely love your cock. Mm-hmm. I do. Pretty much everything about it. And I love what you do with it. So, no worries here. No, I'm not just saying, God, no, I'm not just saying that. If there was a problem, I would tell you, but there's not. So, can we go to sleep now? You're going to worry about this, aren't you? All right. Well, clearly, you need some more convincing. I love your cock. I love how it feels. I love how it tastes. I love what it does to me. Mm-hmm. And I love how it's waking up because it knows we're talking about it. Here, move the blankets. Lift up. Definitely knows we're talking about it. See, even seeing it like that, nice and hard, and basically staring at me, makes me want to do things. So I'm just gonna do things. Mm-hmm. Well, I told you. I love it. And I have no problem telling you that. Same as I have no problem taking you in my mouth. Because I love how you taste. How warm you are. How you are a perfect fit. Everywhere. So perfect on my tongue. Nice and heavy. The tip of you just leaking a little bit. I also love the look on your face when I'm sucking you off. I love how your hands are curled in the bed sheets. You look so sexy, enjoying my mouth on your cock. You know, this isn't something I enjoyed before you. Mm-mm. No. Blowjobs were always a chore. They were never fun, never enjoyable. The first time I ever sucked your cock, it changed my entire perspective. You like this? Yours is the only cock that's ever made me this horny. It's ever made me just want to take it out and suck it just because. It's beautiful. And it's attached to the sexiest man. Which is just, you know, icing on the cake. Put your hands in my hair, baby. I love it when you touch me. Even pulling you into my throat feels so good. I don't even gag. It's like you belong there. And I love how you're swelling and leaking. Such a nice, salty trail on my tongue. I love the look on your face when you're about to come. Makes my pussy so wet. And the taste of the loads that you give me. Better than any gourmet meal. Almost as much as I love you. Are you gonna fill my mouth? I want you to. I want to feel it pumping out of the tip of you, spreading over my tongue, hot, sticky, salty, delicious. Mm. Come on, baby. Give me that perfect load. Perfect load. From a gorgeous cock. Attached to the most wonderful man. Please. Give it to me, baby. Come on. Yes. Yes. So fucking good. Oh, I can feel the heat of it down into my stomach. I love having that bit of you inside me. Your cock is amazing. You have nothing to worry about. Nothing. No. I don't know what their deal was, but I know what ours is. And I know how incredibly happy you make me. And how incredibly happy your cock makes me. I'm gonna go to sleep with the taste of you on my tongue, with the warm feeling of your cum in my stomach, and with your arms around me. It's pretty much perfection. Yeah. I love you. And I never want you to worry about any of that. Okay? All right. Now, it's late. And even epic, awesome men need sleep. You should be nice and relaxed. Since I just sucked you off. Let's sleep now, baby. I love you.